Then continue on, the Braisa says, Leket Shicha Peyuadin, when you're cutting down the pay of the fruits or the your fields, supposed to leave over for their name, the leket, what drops when you're cutting it, Shicha, the bundles that you forget there, will pay you when you cut down your field, you have to leave over one corner for their name. So Lacha is in all these cases, Kiva and Shavra Aleim Shleshra Golem, you waited and three Yom Tovim passed by and you didn't bring what you're supposed to bring, is Oiva Batacha, Rovid Lava Batacha. Now the reason why it's told in the Golem is, what it has to do with bringing the carbon and bringing it to the Bedek HaBayis, because since on Yom Tov anyway you have to be early regaled, it's the time you go to the Beis HaMikdash anyway, so while you're there you're supposed to bring your Kabbanis. And therefore, Batacha to Hashem gives you three times to bring it. This is a Tanakam that we had before also, that any is no Seder, any three regolim that you don't bring it, you're over Baal Tacha. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Shloisha regolim kisidron. True, three regolim, but there's a Seder how it has to be. And, like we learned before, the Chag HaMatzos Tchila, start the Seder with Chag HaMatzos. Therefore, if you made your neder before Pesach, and you didn't bring it throughout Pesach, you didn't bring it through Shruas, through Sukkis, you're over Lava of Baal Tacha. If you made the neder after Pesach, before Shavuos, we said then you have five Yom Tovim to be over. Shavuos, Sukkis, then you start the Cheshbin, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis. So these are two shittas, Toli and Gimur Golem. Now we're going to have many more shittas. Rav Meir says, Kivon Shavra Aleim Regel Echad. As long as one Yom Tov passed by and you don't bring your neder, Oivu Batachi, roll with the Lav, that's it, one Yom Tov. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, Kiva and Shavra Aleim Shnei Regolim. If two Regolim pass by, there's no say that any two Regolim can be first Shavuos, then Sukkis. Is Eivu Baltachi, Rov Olam Baltacha. So these two Shittas are not told in three, it's either one or two. Now, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Aymer, Kiva and Shavra Aleim Chag HaSukkis, Oiv Aleim Baltacha. Yo, the Ikar is told in Chag HaSukkis. If you make your neder before Chag HaSukkis and you don't bring it through Sukkis, you're over the Lav. If you make your neder after Sukkis before Pesach, then you're not over the Lav until Pesach goes by, until Shavuos goes by, and then again Sukkis, you don't bring it on Sukkis, that's when you're over the Lav. So these are like the six shittas over here. Well, it's totally Stam in three, it's totally in the Seder of three, the Pesach has to be the first one, or else it's totally any regal, or else it's totally in any two regalim, or else it's totally in Chag HaSukkis. Gemara explains now all these different shittas. My time at the Tanakam, what's the Svarna Tanakam that says totally in three regolim? Michti says, let's see, Minyona Solak. In this Pashin, the Torah, in Pashin's Devorim, it's talking about Chag HaSukkis. But before talking about Chag HaSukkis, at the end of the Pasha, it spoke about Chag Oviv, about the Pesach, and then about Sheva, 7 weeks, Chag HaShruas, and now we're talking about Chag HaSukkis. So we're talking about the three Yom Tovim. And so the question is, Lomali Lamahad or Lemichta, why after Chag HaSukkis, the Pasha has to repeat over and says, all three together, it says over, Bechag HaMatzos, Bechag HaShruas, Bechag HaSukkis. Why does it have to repeat these three Yom Tovim again? We're talking about them. So the Tanakhama brings Rai Yishmamin, it's a proof that Labal Tachar, the reason why it repeats it over again to tell you that you're not over the love of Baal Tachar until you wait three Regolim. Let's see the top Rashi. Michti Minayu Solak. Rashi says, Geshar Makos, and the Pasuk says, Sholish Pom Mashoni Yeroko Sechur, Chamitzis Oyle Regol, it says, V'chag HaMatzis, is V'chag HaMatzis, V'chag HaSukkis, V'chag HaShuas, V'chag HaSukkis. The question is, Mehemma Yerli, we're talking about them kvar before. Kosov Lamala Binyin, Shomer says Shomer Schoide Shoviv, that's Pesach. Then it says Sheva Shavuos, Atis Melecho, that's Shavuos. Then it says Chag HaSukkis Tas Lecho. So it speaks about the Gimur Golem. And so the question is, Lom Lamahader, Josh Leminyone, Beparshas Chag HaSukkis, Hakim in the Parsha Sukkis, for his last Yontav HaSukkis, repeats itself, it says, the Chag HaMatzos, the Chag HaShavuos, the Chag HaSukkis. So Shmamin, it's extra here, Rashi says, Labal Tacham, Tachikam, this is what the Pasuk means to say, Hoyenira Lefonov, Lishalim Nidrechem, Voloi Savirechem, be careful, make sure you mashlim, you neder, and don't come empty-handed, through these Gimur Golem of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShruas, Chag HaSukkis. And if you wait, and you don't bring it, so then you're over the Lav. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Etzorach Loima B'Chag HaSukkis. True, but the word Chag HaSukkis is extra. Sheboi Dibra Kosev, let the Pasuk start off before Chodesh Aviv, that's Pesach. Then Sheva, 7 weeks, that's Shavuos. And now we're talking about the middle of Pasos Sukkos. And in the end of Sukkos it says, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. So true, Chag HaMatzos and Shavuos is necessary, but not the word Chag HaSukkos is talking about that. Lomo Nemo, why does he have to say the word Chag HaSukkos for? So Loma to tell us, Sheze Achroin, this is the last one of the Seder. In other words, it has to be Bedavkin, this Seder, to be over Matachar. It has to be that you went through a Pesach, you went through a Shavuos, you went through a Sukkos, and you didn't bring it, then you're over Matachar. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita at the Svarana Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim is Pesach. That's the first one of the Seder. Rashi says, "Ein Tzorach Loyim Chag HaSukkos, Av Kishechayzin L'Ba'ilus going over in L'Batacha, but Loyhoy Tzorach Laskir didn't have to mention Sukkos, but that's what we're talking about right now." Elamai. Rashi says, "Hokigasin in Shabaydibra Kosov Loma Nemaloyim Shisa Achroin." This is the last one. Like you don't bring it a Pesach, a Shavuos, a Sukkos, less one Sukkos, then you roll the love about Tacha. Now, Reb Meir, the third sheet was any Yom Tov. My time, what's the reason of Reb Meir? Another pasuk says, Uvosa Shom and Devorim Yudbeis, it says, if we come to the Beis Hamikdash, they have Vesim Shom and bring your Kabbonis there. Mashma, the first time, the first Yom Tov you come up with, you made a neder before Shavuos, comes Chag HaShavuos now, Torah says, go there and bring all your kabbonis with you. So after one Yom Tov, you're over the lav. For the Gemara of Rabbanim, what do they do with this pasuk? Hura Meir is right, there's a pasuk mashma on any Yom Tov, the Uvasa Shama Vavesim Shama. For Rabbanim, Huli Yesen, Rabbanim agree that you're over in Nissan Essay, the first Yom Tov, you don't bring it. Like we explained, the Indian of Oilu regulars, you're supposed to go to the base of Migdash. So when you're going there anyway, bring any chayv, any carbon, any chayv money you have to bring, bring it. And if you don't bring it the first time you go up there, so everybody agrees you're over in Yisra Asay. Machlekes says, when you roll with the lav. The Remeya says, even the lav also is after one time. And the other chacham say, no, it's either three or two. We're all told in Chag HaSukkos. So tomorrow, Remeya, Kivon the Yomalei Rachman, since the Torah says to bring your kabbonis or your money, for Yais and you don't bring it. So once there's an Isra say, Memela come Vatacha, Mela to Swahu Adin, you're over the love, Obalasacha Lishalmoi. So therefore he holds his Toli Zebizeb. Once there's an Isra say, right away you have the love also. Now, for Abeleza ben Yaakov, my time, he holds you over, you only have you over two regolim. Why two regolim? The pasuk says in Bamidbar, it says, "Eile tasul Hashem b'mayadechem loshen rabim b'mayadechem." So what's the double loshen ma'adechem? Meit ma'adim, the least amount ma'adim means is shnayim too. So therefore, there's a mitel limud here that after two times something takes place. That means the baal tachos after two times. The Torah gives you two times. You don't bring it if two yom tovim, you're over the lav. For Rabbanim that say no, it's totally in three. What do they do with this pasuk? Eile tasul Hashem b'mayadechem. For Rabbanim know who this pasuk. Likra Reb Yerna goes like Reb Yerna darshins. The Yom Reb Yerna, Yerna says like this: that hukshu kol hamoadim kulum zelazim. It says Eile tasul Hashem b'mayadechem, meaning all the moadim have one locker together. He's makish all the moadim together. What does that mean to say? Sheh kulum, all the kabbonis that are brought on musve yav yomtiv. Shekulam mechaper, and they all come to mechaper al tumas mikdash or gedoshiv. Throughout the year, somebody went into the base of mikdash b'shogeg when he was tamei, or somebody b'shogeg when he was tamei ate kachim. Zover alav b'chiyav koris, he has to bring a korbin. So lachar is these kabbonis on musafim of yom tovim. All the yom tovim is mechaper on this chet. So that's this hukish. They all have the same kapara. Rashi says a kesha to Reb Yoinam to mesech the shvuas. Yisroch loyma shakol seirigo, all the seirim that's brought on the regolim, mechapra matum esmitish gadoshev. Tiafinen misoye de rosh chodesh, tiachsiv bei, lo seis esovened. That's what does this pasuk, eilam moyadeh shem lo moyadechem, not to tell me that Baltach was told in two yom tovim, but rather there's a hekesh of all regolim together. Now, the last sheet was Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, my timer. He says it's all told in Chag HaSukkos. Titania, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Oimer, Lo Yoyme Chag HaSukkos. Didn't have to say the word Chag HaSukkos at the end. Didn't have to say, just as you said, Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos. Why does it have to repeat itself and say again, Mechagasukis, Sheboy Dibrakos, the Pasuk is talking about Chagasukis here. Is Lom and Nem, why does it have to say over again, Chagasukis? His Loma comes to tell us, Shezegurim, it's all totally in Chagasukis. If you don't, you make a neder, be it's made before Sukkis. It comes Sukkis, still you don't bring it, you're over the love of Baal Tachan. These are all the six sheets we have over here. Now the five sheets. These are the five sheets we have here. Now the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Meir says it's totally in one Yom Tov. Lezer Yaakov is totally in two Yom Tovim. If so, hi, b'chag ha-matzes, b'chag ha-shuas, b'chag ha-sukis, my darshibay. According to them, why does the Torah repeat itself and say over these three Yom Tovim again? It spoke about them. So this time, according to the other Mandiyam, it's come and tell you, it's totally in three regalim. But according to Rav Meir, Lezer ben Yaakov is only in one or two, not in three. Why is the apostle repeat itself and say, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShuas, Chag HaSukkos? So Mar Yehuda says, Mibodah, they need it for this drasha. Look at Rav Lezer. According to Rav Lezer, Om Rav Yoshe. It says over the name of Rav Yoshe. Because the Om Rav Lezer, that Minayin, how do we know to say, Liyatzeres, that the Chag HaShuas, even though it writes it's only one day, but how do we know to say Shiyeshlo Tashlumim Kol Shiva? That means if he didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day Shavuos, you have a Tashlumim, you can make up for it the next 6 days. You have 7 days to bring the Korban Chagiga, the Korban of Chag HaShavuos. There's a Tashlum to make up for it. How do I know this? Shiyeshlo Tashlumim Kol Shiva. Tam Leima, this is a Hekish. The Pasuk says, V'chag HaMatzos, V'chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaSukkos. That were makish Chag HaShavuos v'Chag HaMatzos. We learn out Chag HaShavuos from Chag of Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzos, just like Chag HaMatzos Pesach. Sheyesh Tashum Kol Shivam. We don't bring a korban chagiga the first day Pesach. Pshit, you can bring any one the next 7 days of Pesach. Next 6 days, 7 days altogether. Midiraisa is Av Chag HaShavuos. The same thing. Chag HaShavuos also. Yesh Loi Tashlumim Kol Shivam. You know, all 7 days, the first day and six more days, you have to make up to bring the korban chagiga, korban sayim. So that's why the pasuk says Chag HaMatzos v'Chag HaShavuos to makish Shavuos to Pesach. Like Rashi says, minayin liatzeres, the Rashi dilu b'Chag HaSukkos Chag HaMatzos on Sukkos and Pesach. That's poshut. Naflon on the Gemara chagiga v'v'chagoyim oisam Chag LaShem Shivas Yomim. You bring the Chag, Korban Chagig, all 7 days. Kabbonis, all 7 days on Pesach. Yoch, I would have thought to say, what it means, Yechoygen, you have the Chiv to bring every day. Tam Leiman, no, it says, Oisai, one day, Oisai Yatachoygen, Viyatachoygen, call Zayn. Nim came with so long, and then what does it say, Zayn? It means, Latashlumim. Shim Leichag, if you do bring a Korban on the first day, Shim Leichag, Chigosai, your Korban a Yomtif on the first day, Yakiveni, you bring it the second day. That's how I know Pesach has a Tashlum all seven. We're learning out now, Shavuos also has the same halacha. So Maris Akasha, why did we makish Shavuos to Pesach only 7 days? For Lekish to Chag HaSukkos, let's be makish Shavuos to Chag HaSukkos, say that's 8 days. Ma'al Ha'al and Shemini, just like Sukkos is 8 days, Shemini Atzeres is also Tashlum for the first day. Is Af Kan, maybe here also, by Shavuos also maybe should be Shemini 8 days. Why do I say Shavuos only has a Tashlum of 7 days, not from Chag HaMatzos? Learn off of Chag HaSukkos should have 8 days. So first thing I wanted to answer, maybe no, even by Chag HaSukkos, Shemini Rega B'fnei Atzmahu, that Shemini Atzeres is not a Tashlum for the first days of Sukkos. It's a new Yom Tov by itself, you can't be Mashlim. So you only have a Tashlum 7 days by Sukkos, not 8 days. Freddy Morris, not true. Hey, my dear Mina, when do I say that Shemini Rega B'fnei Atzmahu, that Shemini Atzeres has a Din Yom Tov by itself? That's only in Pazar, Kishav, Usun Sirashi, Pei Zain Reish, Kuv Shin Bez, only get 36 halachas. Aval Inyan Tashlumin, but if you didn't bring a Korban Chagiga, the first day Sukkis, Divri Hakla, everybody admits that Tashlum the Rishinu, you can still bring your Korban on Shemini Atzeres. So Sukkis has a Tashlum of 8 days, so maybe Shavuos also has 8 days. That now we learn clearly, Mi Shalai Chag Yom Tov Rishin Shachag. Somebody didn't bring his korban of Yom Tov, the first day of Sukkis. It's choygeg as kol haregel. He has the tashlum all the 7 days of Sukkis and the Yom Tov Achron Shachag, even Shemini Atzeres also. So you see clearly, Shemini Atzeres is a tashlumim for the first day of Sukkis. come to say, so it comes out then that Sukkah says eight days tashlumin. If you make this hekesh v'chag ha-matzos, chag ha-shvus, chag ha-sukkis, to say shvus in between, maybe let's be makish shvus to Sukkot that has 8 days. Why only to Pesach has only 7 days? So first says the famous klal that fast the merubla fast. If you grab something, don't grab too much. Maybe it's too much for you, but to fast the more, if you take the smaller amount to fast, that for sure you'll keep. So also, if you're suffering whether 8 or 7, to make dekesh on to say 7, not to make 8. Let's see Rashi now. What are these simonim pei zayin resh and then kuf shin beis? For these halachas shmini atzer is called the regem b'fnei atznoi. So Rashi says kfar pirashi mesech the yuma v'mesech the sukkah that toyin first of all peace. Shmini atzer has its own girl the kanam have to choose who does the avoda. Lepar habo b'shmini. V'yein the curve is not broad lefi seder mishmoris sheshonu v'sholshu v'parah chag we had before throughout the Purim that I brought the 70 Purim that brought a chag asukis. Rather, Shmini Atzeres is like a new start now, and there's a new piece, a new girl, which mishma brings the carbon power on Shmini Atzeres. So that's the pay. It's a new yomtiv for the pizza for a piece. And then the Zion goes, Rashi says that goes on Zman. We say a shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. And then the Reish goes, the regal yatzim is called the yomtiv by itself. Shane's Rosh Hashane, Shane Chag Asukas Olav, the Korban Liatz, it does not Shane Chag, like we say, Shmini Atzeres Chag Azeh. So that's again, Pei Zayin Reish, Pei is for Pius, Zayin is for Zman Shechyanu, Reish is for Regev of Neyatzmai. Then Kuf goes, a Korban has his own Korban, Korban Liatzmai, it's not Daimah to the regular Chag Shapor Matim, by the rest of the days of Sukkot, every day you bring many Purim. Start off with 13, then 12, then 11. On Shmini Atzeres, you only bring one. So that's its own carbon. Then the Shin goes for Shir Liatzma. There's a special Shir, you say, on Shmini Atzeres. It's different than the rest of the Shir of Sukkot. Then last words, Beis. Brocha Rashi says, Liatzma, Rashi says, Mevorchin Hoyu Es HaMelech. They made a Brocha on the melt to the Melech. Zeichel Chanukah Sabayis. Shneimer says, "V'yoyim Hashmini Shochzom Vivorcho Es Hamelach." Come first with the Sukkah. Kishu is a special bracha to made on Shmini Atzeres also. So only for these six halachas is the Shmini Atzeres special. Mashenker with the Tashlumim of the Korban. The halacha is that Shmini Atzeres is a Tashlumim for the first days of Sukkot. So that was Gemara's kasha. Maybe Shavuos should have 8 days. Why only 7? And the answer was to fast the meruba like to fast. You don't take more than you could. Now the Mura says Akashi is so. Why is the prayer has to repeat the Lamai Hilchasa Kosar Rachman Lachagasukis? Why is the Pesach have to say Chagasukis? According to them, it's not teaching us 3 regalim from Baal Tachar. It's told you in 1 and told you in 2. And Lamai is only telling you that Shavuos has a Tashlumim like Chagapesach. The just should have said of a Chaga Pesach, a Chaga Sukis. It just said, B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaShavuos. Why does it have to say B'chag HaSukkos for? We're not learning anything from Sukkos. So why does it say B'chag HaSukkos for? So my answer is, according to Rav Meir, Liakushay L'chag HaMatzis. To learn out Sukkos from Pesach. Again, to what the Gemara says, Daf Hei?